From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour was made in early March in Puyo, Ecuador. That's where a group of indigenous women took to the streets. Holding posters and megaphones, the women picked up an annual tradition. They marched, demonstrating their ongoing efforts to demand equality and to protect their territories in the Amazon from the effects of foreign mining operations. Thousands of miles away here in Rochester, a group of local people are walking in spirit with those women. Members of York Baptist Church have what they call a sibling relationship with the Sinchiwarmi in Ecuador. Sinchiwarmi means women of resistance. They represent the community of Rio Blanco in the Andes Mountains, where mining projects have had what they call devastating effects on their land, culture, and their families. And I briefly want to mention, you may have questions about what kind of mining, because I think there are increasing questions about the materials that we own in our lives, whether it's a car battery, whether it's a smartphone, another piece of technology. A lot of what we're talking about is mining gold, but all across Ecuador, they mine for things like lithium, which ends up in some of the tech that we use, copper, zinc, uranium, sulfur, limestone. So it's a wide range, and we'll talk more about that. But I want us trying to keep in mind that mining that happens elsewhere can affect our lives in ways that we're not often thinking about. And this hour, we talk with a leader of the Sinchiwarmi women and members of York Baptist Church about what they want all of us to know. I'd like to welcome our guests. Pastor Jen Lessard is pastor at York Baptist Church and special assistant to Ecuador for American Baptist International Ministries. Welcome, Pastor. Thank you for being with us here.
Thank you for having us.
Also with us is Rochelle Smith, a member of York Baptist Church. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Welcome in studio to Elisa De Jesus, who is Director of Language Services at Ibero-American Action League. Elisa, thank you for being here. Elisa is going to be providing translation services because on the line with us from Ecuador, let me welcome Elizabeth Durazno, who is leader of the Sinchiwarmi Women of the Community for Rio Blanco in the Ecuadorian Andes. And now what I will do is I will let Elisa say hello to Elizabeth. She's going to let Elizabeth know that she's going to be translating specific questions and that we're going to have this conversation as best we can. So welcome. Thank you.
Hola, Elizabeth. Te damos la bienvenida aquí al programa. Yo voy a estar interpretando para ti las preguntas que ellos te hacen y voy a estar interpretando para ellos las contestaciones, las respuestas tuyas para las preguntas.
Yeah, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Elizabeth, and we're going to hear more of Elizabeth's story in a moment. Let me just start with Pastor Jen Lessard. Who knows Elizabeth? You've gotten to know Elizabeth. For how long now, Pastor?
A year and a half, approximately.
Tell us where your church is based.
Our church is based in York, New York, which is just a little south of here in Livingston County. We're a small rural church.
And how did this issue come up on your radar?
So York Baptist got involved with our friends in Ecuador through a contact I had with a representative of American Baptist International Ministries back in November of 2022. Ricardo Mayol Bracero was guest speaking locally, and he spoke of the indigenous people in Guatemala and a ministry that he was involved in there. He provided such compelling stories about those in Guatemala who are trying to save their land and culture from predatory mining practices. And he said, come to Ecuador. I said, what? Why do I go to Ecuador? Because you need to see what is going on. And there was an immersion program in January of 2023. I went with seven or eight other people. And I, as part of that group, we went up the mountain at about 12,000 feet in the Andes. We met Elizabeth Durazno and all of her community. And I truly fell in love with the mountain, with the people there. Elizabeth and the community treated me like family, familia. I am godmother to her nephew, Oliver. Soy madrina. That was the first immersion trip there. And I continued to go on many trips there. in March of 2023, and extending to through the spring, we developed a sibling relationship between York Baptist Church and the Senchi Warmi women of Rio Blanco. And it was by invitation from Elizabeth. Our church developed a partnership with the women of Rio Blanco, and we've made a commitment to help them tell their stories, to support them, to promote love of land and their culture. I continue to travel there to help with restoration of their land and culture, including reforestation efforts, and very importantly, to continue immersion trips so other individuals can see what is going on there, because predatory mining practices in Rio Blanco and other areas in South America is destroying not just land, but people's lives. And that impact is very important to us. The program is called Walking Together, and there is much involved with that program, including the restorative practices and presentations to inform and getting Elizabeth's story out. And this is why she is with us today, so that we can hear in her words exactly how this is impacting her and what she has done for more than 20 years to save her culture from this.
In a moment, we'll talk more to Elizabeth about her story. I just want to ask you as well, Pastor, if, you know, this is a big world with a lot of problems, and a lot of times even the most empathetic hearts can feel overwhelmed. Is this an issue that you look at having been there? I mean, you're connected to it very intimately now, but do you look at it as sort of a parochial issue far away, or do you think we are all connected to this via our practices and via what powers our world? How do you think about that?
So when Ricardo first presented, I received information that I had not heard before, that we are right here indirectly involved in the destruction that's happening all over the world as we look for resources. You had mentioned our technology, our love for shiny things, gold and silver and copper, all of these things go into our electronics. And it is transnational business. The mine that they are dealing with there was first owned by the United States before it was sold to Canada and then to a Chinese company. Our practices are very much connected to what is happening to Rio Blanco and many, many indigenous communities without their consent all across our world. So this brings it back here. I've spoken with environmentalist groups such as Color Bright and Green. They are very aware that we are connected to this. And our government is also connected to the government in Ecuador that likes to protect the corporate interests of transnational companies. So our government speaks with the government in Ecuador and provides them support as far as including supporting their military and police and making sure that any protests are quickly quieted in Ecuador. So there's a lot in the United States culture that directly impacts people that are far away, and we don't understand what that impact is on a daily basis. We're very insulated from all of that.
Well, let's ask Elizabeth. So we'll turn our attention now to Elizabeth Durazno, who is leader of the Senchi Warmi women of the community of Rio Blanco in the Ecuadorian Andes. And she's on the line with us from Ecuador now. Elisa De Jesus doing some translating services for us. So Elisa, I'll start with this. And Elizabeth, do you want to tell listeners more about yourself and who the Senchi Warmi women are?
Elizabeth, deseas compartir con los que nos escuchan quién eres tú y quiénes son las mujeres de resistencia.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Elizabeth Durazno.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Durazno.
Soy de la comunidad de Río Blanco, parroquia Molleturo, Cantón Cuenca.
I am part of the community of Montón Cuenca.
De la provincia de Los Valles, Ecuador.
The province of Los Valles, Ecuador.
Represento a la organización comunitaria de mujeres en resistencia Sinchihuarmi, Río Blanco,
Molleturo. I represent the community of the women of resistance.
Encantada para mí que sea escuchada nuestra voz como resistencia al nivel internacional.
I am very happy that I am listened to in this movement of resistance.
Y agradezco especialmente a Jennifer por ponerme en contacto con esta radio.
And I am grateful to especially to Jennifer for connecting me with this radio.
En este caso, directamente es nuestra la organización de mujeres en resistencia que nació el 2018.
The Organization of Women of Resistance was formed in 2018.
Porque estamos luchando en contra del extractivismo minero que están afectando a los derechos humanos y a los derechos de la naturaleza.
And we are working against the extraction in the mines that is affecting our nature.
En mi comunidad, dentro la empresa minera que es RTZ, el 1993.
In my community, the business that started in 1993.
Después de en el 2000 entra la empresa canadiense que se llamaba RTZ.
And then in 2000 came in the enterprise, the business from Canada, named RTC.
En el 2013 entra lo que es la empresa minera Equagold Mining.
And then in 2013 China. Came in the mining enterprise.
Y por ello nosotros a través de todo estas empresas que ingresan, entran a nuestros territorios con estrategias de dejar destruyendo nuestros páramos.
And all these enterprises that come to our communities come with a strategy to really impact negatively our community.
En donde dejan afectando lo que es las fuentes hídricas, las humedales.
And really affect all the sources of water.
Secando lo que es unas pequeñas lagunas y con alteración de plantas que no son de territorio.
And it really dries all the lagoons, all the sources of water, and also other species of plants are invading our area.
El inicio que entran las empresas mineras entran llegando con mentiras o con engaños diciendo que van a sacar a la pobreza a las comunidades.
In the beginning, those enterprises, those mining businesses come into our communities with lies, saying that they are going to get us out of poverty.
Ofreciendo lo que es Casa de Milenio, mejor estructuras de escuelas para educación.
And offering better housing, better education, better schools, better structures for education.
Fuentes de empleo para las comunidades y mejor desarrollo en la comunidad.
And also they are offering different kinds of jobs, more opportunities for employment, and better development for the community in general.
Pero el inicio es todo bueno, les dan buenos empleos a las personas, no a todas, pero a pocas personas, buenos empleos, buenos sueldos.
So in the beginning, they give, you know, employ to just a few people, good jobs, but not to everybody.
Hasta ellos mantienen como entreteniendo a la gente mientras van destruyendo ya los páramos y destruyendo la misma comunidad, dividiéndonos.
And they keep entertaining the community, the people, while at the same time they are destroying our environment, they are destroying our communities.
La estrategia de ellos para eso es llegar con sociólogos a proponer proyectos a las personas, pero luego al final terminan diciendo que no es competencia de ellos.
They start bringing sociologists, different kinds of professionals, with big projects, but then at the end they say, no, it's not for us.
Mientras que la comunidad, como sabe ser unida antes con la empresa minera, le dividen unos a favor, otros a contra, peleándonos entre nosotros mismos.
So they really bring division among ourselves. They have people that are in favor of the mining. They have others that are against mining.
Como si fuéramos enemigos, aparte de eso le pierden lo que es la cultura de nuestros territorios, pierden semillas de los territorios, la gente se cree en una modalidad de empleo.
So they really bring division among ourselves and they are affecting the plants, the seeds, everything, our culture.
And they are
having us be like enemies once, you know, against the others.
Y dejan de cultivar ya sus tierras, esperando que regrese una jornada de trabajo.
Some of the people here then listen to them and they stop planting, you know, their crops because they are waiting for those jobs that are supposedly going to come to us, better jobs, better opportunities than continuing cultivating the land.
Para ello directamente las empresas mineras solo ya cuando mantiene dividido la comunidad o el, en este caso, la parroquia en general, ellos ya destruyen, como decía, los páramos, todos los humedales, todo lo que es los colchones de agua y las fuentes hídricas y asimismo la misma comunidad que ya está completamente roto.
So basically, while all this happens, they continue to affect, to impact all the sources of water, and they continue to stress like thinking of, okay, we are enemies because some are believing the mining companies and others we are protecting our environment.
Entonces, por ello nosotros hemos decidido levantar directamente en contra del extractivismo minero.
So for that reason, we have decided to really take it up on us, on ourselves, to advocate against the mining the mining companies.
Ya sea legal o ilegal, porque para nosotros que el Estado dice que es legal con las empresas es mentira.
So
porque
be
para
it
nosotros
legal or illegal, because the state says that those companies are there legally and that it is legal to mine the resources in the area.
Para nosotros es igual las dos, ni legal o ilegal.
For us, it's the same. Legal or illegal is the same.
Entonces, por lo tanto, hemos decidido defender los derechos humanos y los derechos de la naturaleza, incluyendo el derecho de la mujer, porque somos explotados como mujeres, ya sea laboral o en acosos sexuales en las empresas mineras.
So we have decided to fight for our human rights, for our rights as women, because at times we are even harassed because of what we believe and the work that we are doing. So we are advocating and fighting for our human rights in general.
Pero la empresa minera es la estrategia de comprar personas de las mismas comunidades y hacernos de enfrentar entre nosotros mismos, los actores, en este caso los dueños de las empresas, los directores, los ministros no están presentes,
so
solo estamos presentes
basically
nosotros.
They are putting each of us against each of the mining enterprises, the people that really govern those enterprises, against us.
Nos ha tocado, por ejemplo, enfrentar con el mismo Estado, enfrentarnos entre nosotros familiares, lo que es tíos, hermanos, papás.
We have even had to confront the state. We have had to confront our relatives, our uncles, our brothers, sisters.
Por ello, también el Estado ha criminalizado junto con las empresas mineras más de 32 defensores de los derechos de la naturaleza están siendo procesados judicialmente por ser defensor.
So, because we are defending nature, more than 32 individuals, just because of, you know, they are defending their rights, they are defending nature, they are being processed as criminal, as having had criminal acts.
Y también de la misma forma, de eso nos hacen persecuciones, nos tildan de terroristas.
They persecute us, they deemed us as terrorists.
De delincuentes, nos hacen videos falsos.
They treat us as delinquents, they create false videos about us.
Siempre nos amenazan por general en mi persona.
They threaten us. For example, they have threatened me.
En este caso, amenazas de agresiones o amenazas de quererme que me van a matar.
They have threatened me to do harm to me, or that I can be killed, or they can kill me.
Y también en este caso a nuestras personas que son defensoras de territorio.
And to all those that are defending this territory.
En este caso, con intimidación, lo que es la gente que está a favor de la minería.
They are subject of intimidation. The people that are in favor of the mining, they intimidate us.
Sufrimos bastante estas consecuencias de las agresiones mineras y de las agresiones del Estado.
So we suffer all this discrimination and all this intimidation that comes from the mining enterprises and also from the state.
También de estos resultados de ser defensores, les mataron a tres compañeros de nuestros territorios.
Yes, and as a result of being a defender, they killed three of the people that were defending this cause.
Andrés Durazno, que es mi tío.
Andrés Durazno is my uncle.
Alba Bermeo, que fue una defensora, también le mataron.
Alba Bermeo, who was also a defender, also was killed.
Y en el 2021, que le matan al compañero Víctor Guayas.
And in 2021, they killed Víctor Warna, who is...
que le mataron en la penitenciaría de Guayaquil, estaba detenido y le sentenciaron a 5 años.
That was killed at a penitentiary in Guayaquil. He was detained and sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Él era una persona discapacitada y dejó a bastantes niños en orfandad y no hay quien vele por ellos, por lo que dejaron en orfandad.
He was also, he had some disabilities and he left a number of children without a father. So they basically affected a lot of people.
Eso es que nosotros optamos una estrategia por poner la acción de protección en el 2018.
So in 2002, because of all of that, we opted to request an order of protection.
Para suspender o detener las agresiones mineras a los páramos y a los ecosistemas.
To stop or detain all the aggression from the mining companies, the mining enterprises, to our environment.
En mayo del 2018 se suspendió el juez Paul Serrano.
Also, in May of 2018, Mayor Juan Serrano was suspended.
Dio favorable al pueblo, a las comunidades.
Which was a favorable act, you know, for our towns or for our communities.
En este caso, porque la empresa minera no tuvo lo que es los permisos para construcción del campamento en los páramos y tampoco tenía el permiso de la consulta previa, libre y informada a nuestra comunidad.
So because that gave result for the mining enterprises to not have the permits that they needed so that they could continue the work of mining that they were doing.
Entonces, de nuevo, la empresa minera, en este caso, el Estado, lo que es recursos no renovables, hace la apelación en julio del 2018.
So in July of 2018, the mining companies, they appealed that decision.
Y nuevamente, en este caso, el de la Corte Provincial le hace el, nos da el veredicto nuevamente a favor del pueblo.
And then the verdict, the result of that appeal, was in favor of the town.
Para ello, nosotros tuvimos que presentar la documentación de territorios comunales.
So we had to present all kind of documentation, including communal territory.
Porque las empresas mineras quisieron deslegitimar esos territorios que son comunales.
Because the mining enterprises, they wanted to make it illegitimate for us to have those areas where they were doing the mining.
Pero nosotros presentamos eso para lograr suspender. Aparte de eso, los jueces volvieron a ratificar que nosotros no tuvimos consulta previa, libre, informada por ser territorios comunales.
So all the judges upheld the decision, the fact that the town, the people from the area, from those communities, were not consulted prior to the companies starting and having the permits to start mining.
Este momento está suspendido, pero igual con eso no quiere decir que ya se terminó.
So at this moment, the mining is suspended, but it doesn't mean that it ended.
En este caso, nos toca seguir enfrentando con las personas que intentan hacer minería ilegal.
So we continue confronting the people that in this case, they are attempting to do illegal mining.
Can I interrupt here? And I apologize.
Que si te puede interrumpir.
Lo siento, Elizabeth.
Que él lo siente mucho.
Vamos a hablar contigo otra vez in a couple of minutes.
Van a hablar contigo de nuevo en unos cuantos minutos.
And I have to take our only break of the hour. And I want to remind listeners, this is an unusual and a pretty extraordinary conversation you're hearing today. You are hearing Elizabeth Durazno, who is on the line with us from Ecuador. She is leader of the Sinchi Warmi Women of the community of Rio Blanco in the Ecuadorian Andes. And the story of this mining operation is not just a story that impacts this community. These are choices that we are making around the world in terms of how we mine for the materials we need or we decide that we need, whether it's for a car battery, an iPhone, different pieces of technology, copper, gold, lithium, all kinds of things. And this is an operation that, as you just heard Elizabeth describe, has been very divisive and, frankly, deadly for some people in her own family in the Ecuadorian Andes. And this was put on our radar by Pastor Jen Lessard, who's with us, pastor at York Baptist Church, who is in studio with us this hour, along with Rochelle Smith, a member at York Baptist Church. And Pastor Jen started traveling to Ecuador a couple of years ago and has learned a lot and is here to help explain what she thinks we can do, whether it's our own practices or how to help specific people or communities like the Sinchi Warmi women of the community of Rio Blanco in the Ecuadorian Andes. So it's a short break, and we're coming right back to continue this conversation on Connections. Coming up in our second hour, we welcome journalist Ben Goldfarb to the program. He's the author of the book Crossings, How Road Ecology is Shaping the Future of Our Planet. He writes about the 40 million miles of roadways around the world and what that does to animals. For example, 1 million animals die on American roadways every day. Every day. But what could be a solution there? We'll talk to Ben Goldfarb next hour. This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. So before I turn back to Elizabeth Durazno, let me ask Pastor Jen Lessard and Rochelle Smith from York Baptist Church. You know, you heard Pastor Jen talk about the impact it had on her when she traveled to Ecuador and when she saw some of what you just heard our guest describe up close, and you learned very intimately what is happening in this community where a mining operation, you know, used to be owned by United States, then Canada, China. And it has been really, really tough because, as Elizabeth just described, Pastor, big parts of the community feel like if they protest, they could be threatened with death. Some people have been killed. Some people have been imprisoned. There's a lot of pressure and a lot of money and a lot of power behind operations like this. I just want to ask you and Rochelle what you hear when you hear this story, and I know you've heard it before, but how it moves you when you think about our own actions.
So when I think about our own actions, I realize we're complicit. Ecuador is one of the only nations in the entire world that gives nature rights, which means that before they do anything like this, they must go through a legal consultation process with indigenous people who live there. I know the people that Elizabeth described. One is her uncle. One of the women who were murdered was pregnant at the time. They're fighting against each other, and a community that was thriving is down to maybe 70 people. When I go up there, I see all these people. The children are forced out. So our complicity in this is our consumerism, and also supporting governments that, out of corporate corruption, support the violence that is happening. And every time we purchase a piece of jewelry or decide, well, you know, my iPhone's a little old, I want to get a new one, all those things. And our environmentalists have been speaking about this over and over and over again. I think we need to make these stories more personal, because we cannot create peace through logic. We can create peace through a change of heart.
As I turn to Rochelle, I know that some listeners have asked over the years when we've had these kinds of discussions, are there ethical mining practices? Are there better and more peaceful ways to do this? That is a complicated discussion that needs its own hour. Certainly there are some, this is a very layperson's observation. There are some that are better than others in terms of respecting rights, trying to go about actual laws. And what you're hearing Elizabeth describe is a company that had a lot of power and a government that was complicit in allowing to lie about conditions, lie about promises of schools and jobs and poverty and economic riches and shared success. So we can cover that separately, and we will try to continue to do that. But for our focus on this particular operation, Rochelle, as a member of the church here, take me a little bit through how you kind of first heard about this and what you've decided to do.
When introduced to Walking Together through the church, it was an event that was an eye-opener. It's easy to live in our world and say technology's here and our world is nice and I have clean water, and then to realize that what I have has caused other people to live significantly without. With 8 billion people on the planet, there are lots of groups and needs. And learning about these groups and how these women are trying through peaceful actions, not through violence, but through peaceful poetry and dance and song, to try and get the world to see what they are going through, has been truly an eye-opener for me, certainly, and through our small church, in ways that we can help support them from a distance, because I can't get to Ecuador. We send Jen instead. However, knowing that what I do has made an impact on this group of people who are just trying to live their lives in a way that was not at the technological level that we live in, but in a way that is much more in balance with nature and with the earth, in a world that wasn't touched by glaciers, in a world that has environmental history that we can't even touch on.
Well, and Rochelle, let me just follow up with the question that this is not a sort of Pollyanna question of, you know, can we really change the world? I want to ask you very realistically, if learning about this situation and seeing what your own church is doing, does that make you more or less convinced that grassroots efforts can make change?
I always believe that grassroots efforts can make change, only because the more grassroots you get started, change will occur. Even just philosophically, the more people that have their eyes opened to what is happening, the more likely we are to have a better understanding of how the whole world is interconnected. And it's easy to forget that.
Well, so before I turn back to Elizabeth, Pastor Jen Lessard, how do you want people to get involved or help? If people are saying, you know, this does feel big, but you're going there, Pastor, from your small church, you're making the trips, and is there something I can do? What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, realize that what we do here matters. So when somebody says to use less, this is the impact down the line. Another thing I want to say is that we've planted more than 2,000 indigenous plants on this mountain, and it's physically changing the soil. So if you want to contribute to that reforestation effort, you can send a check to York Baptist Church. We are at 2738 Main Street, P.O. Box 246, York, New York, 14592. You can think about going on one of our immersion trips. Our immersion trips for 2025 are in January and in June, and I'm more than happy to get you there. I am not a spring chicken, all right? I am going to be 60 in a few hot years here. I can do this, so can you. We are partnering with churches and universities, environmentalist groups, NGOs, presentations here. If you want to contact me for further presentations for your organization, you can email me at the email address pastorjen2022@gmail.com. Call our church at 243-3210. I'm more than happy to present. And also, I sell jewelry that the Senshi Wurmi women make because this is their alternative form of peace. We have documentaries. We have a marathon of poetry, which Rochelle alluded to. And this is also a Christian effort as far as we are not separate from creation. There's not human beings in creation. We are integrated. So there is a whole, you know, for you pastors out there who are listening, there is a theological thread to this that is very important that we should not miss.
But Pastor, there are the biggest pastors in this country, the biggest as in the ones who have the mega churches and the huge audiences and the TV shows. They don't have one car. They may have seven.
Uh-huh.
And they may talk about a prosperity gospel.
Yeah.
And talk about how God wants you to have these riches, and that perhaps that what we are discussing today is just the consequence of that. That seems antithetical to the way you view your faith.
It is. It is. Because for me, being a Christian, I believe that we are part of what God has created and not separate. And to love God and to love one another is to be part of each other and part of creation. To fill my house with things and to drive the latest car, I really struggle to believe that that is what God has intended for us, especially when I'm with the people of Rio Blanco and one of the children hop in my lap and I get to see all the biodiversity that is sitting in our planet, not too far from us. And this is the air we breathe. And theologically, these mining companies have drained the very lagoons where these indigenous people practice their religious rituals. This is where the placentas go after a child is born. The mine drains the lagoon. Where is the religious freedom in that? These are our brothers and sisters. That's Christianity to me. That's what I have to say to those pastors.
Just a few minutes left. I will ask Elisa De Jesus if you can just ask Elizabeth. Elizabeth Durazno joining us from Ecuador. And I would ask Elizabeth, you've had to work for years in a divided community. What does it mean to have support that comes from thousands of miles away?
Elizabeth, tú has tenido que trabajar en tu comunidad, en una comunidad dividida. ¿Qué significa para ti el recibir ayuda de comunidades que están millas y a millas de distancia de donde estás tú y donde está tu comunidad? ¿Qué significa para ti?
En este caso es, diría, por general, para nosotros significa bastante, bastante contribución, porque a la distancia que estamos, más de la distancia que nos ha recibido el apoyo, es súper, súper bueno, por lo que con ello podemos nosotros construir, reconstruir en este caso los páramos donde deja afectando la minería.
So, in this case, even though the support that we received is from many, many miles away, is a lot of support, and it helps us to be able to reconstruct the environments and reconstruct our communities.
Asimismo, a la misma comunidad que estos apoyos que dan es para poder tener una fuente de ingreso para las comunidades campesinas.
And also, these kinds of supports for the communities are sources of income.
A través de proyectos de vivero.
Through the different projects.
A través del proyecto de defensa y conservación de la del agua y la naturaleza.
Projects related to defense and conservation of water and nature.
Y también lo que es el proyecto del proyecto de Warmi Muyo, que nació de la organización Sinchiwar.
And also the project of Warmi Muyo.
Es bastante difícil porque reconstruir unos páramos, lo que deja la minera, no es fácil.
It's quite difficult because to reconstruct the environment, what the mining leaves behind, is not easy.
Y de la misma forma, reconstruir una comunidad en general no es fácil porque la gente ya no es lo mismo que antes, unido, ya no quiere participar
en los
temas de proyectos.
To reconstruct a community is not the same because now people don't want to participate.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Sí, sigue.
Entonces, eso para nosotros sí es un gran apoyo, pero todavía, como decía, nos falta más apoyos para poder generar una construcción bien construida en nuestra comunidad.
So all that support is very valuable to us, and still we need more support to be able to construct a community, to develop a community.
Para continuar en este caso con los proyectos que hemos fundado como organización.
To continue working on the projects that we have created as a foundation.
Ya que eso es para nosotros una alternativa ante el extractivismo minero.
Because that is an alternative in terms of the mining. Instead of mining, we have all these projects that are an alternative for our communities in terms of development.
Porque las empresas mineras, nada es cierto de lo que ellos dicen en el país.
Because mining enterprise, nothing of what they were saying in our country that was going to happen, none of that is true.
porque ellos mienten a decir que en el país generan fuentes de empleo, pero no es verdad.
They lie because no they say that they are generating sources of employment, but that is not true.
Well, and Elizabeth, let me, I apologize. Mm-hmm. We're down to our last minute here.
Estamos, solo nos queda un minuto, Elizabeth.
Can you... Elizabeth, thank you for sharing the story and helping our community understand.
Gracias, Elizabeth, por compartir tu historia y ayudar a nuestra comunidad a entender.
De mi lado también agradezco de todo corazón por escucharnos.
On my part, I'm also very grateful for listening to us.
Que siga extendiéndose estas entrevistas para que haya más apoyo de diferentes países.
And to continue these kinds of interviews so that we can get more support from other countries.
Very good. And so that's Elizabeth Durazdo, leader of the Sinchi Warmi Women of the Community of Rio Blanco in the Ecuadorian Andes. Elisa De Jesus, director of language services at Ibero-American Action League. Thank you for being here to do this work with
You're
us.
Welcome.
We very much appreciate you. Pastor Jen Lessard and Rochelle Smith have been joining us from York Baptist Church. Their small church in York is located where, Pastor?
On 2738 Main Street, right in the village of York.
When
Come
do you,
see us.
When
9,
do you worship?
9:30 every Sunday.
That's
Be
where,
there.
That's where you're going to find Pastor Jen Lessard, who has helped put together this effort, and people like Rochelle Smith as a member carrying it forward. Thank you for telling the story. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Thanks
we have more connections coming up in just a moment.